Anyway, I've got an email here for you, Chris, also from another Chris, and he says, how do some orchids mimic insects?
This is amazing. I was reading a paper on this the other day, which is why I thought this question was fantastic. There was a wonderful paper written by a lady called Jennifer Brodman, who's a researcher at the University of Ulm, and she was on the Chinese island of Hainan looking at an orchid called Dendrobium sinensi. Now, this is a really interesting orchid because no one knew what pollinated it. It makes this beautiful flower. It's a white flower with a red centre, but it's rewardless. In other words, the flower doesn't give anybody anything if they come and visit it. So she decided to do a stakeout, and she watched this flower, 121 hours of footage, what came by. And 35 insects paid a visit, of which the majority, over 30, were a kind of hornet. And she thought, oh, that's interesting. A closer inspection, though, revealed that these hornets didn't come in and spend much time loitering there. They flew in and pounced on the flower, and then abruptly left. But when they looked more closely, they saw that as the hornet was doing the pouncing, it was actually depositing a bit of pollen on the orchid, fertilising it, and also picking up some pollen to take to another flower. So they thought there must be something which is attracting this hornet to this flower. So they made extracts of all the chemicals that come out of the flower, and they found one really interesting one. It's eicosen-1-ol. And this particular molecule is a pheromone made by bees. And in fact, it's an alarm pheromone that bees make when they want to tell other bees about something exciting going on. And what they realised is that this hornet species eats bees. And it feeds the bees to its young hornet larvae. So what the orchid is doing is making itself smell like a bee to attract a hornet to get itself fertilised. And it's doing it by making the same chemicals that the bees would, and thereby fooling the hornet. It's a wonderful example of sexual kind of subversion going on.
It sounds so totally contrived.
It does, but the point is that the plant has evolved to have the same genetic pathway or the same synthetic pathway that can produce these chemicals, because this is the way in which it gets itself pollinated, and very effectively too, by the look of it. So isn't that just the most amazing and elegant bit of science? So if you want to read it, it was actually published in Current Biology last year. Jennifer Brodman, wonderful bit of science. Thank you, Diana.